Hello everybody, my name is Jalen Weathers, and today we will be discussing the controversial comments that Noah Lyles made this last week or two after his success at the Olympics. So we have reporter Jordan Hampton with us, who will be giving more intel as to who Noah Lyles is and what comments he made. So can you introduce yourself, Jordan, and tell us who is Noah Lyles?
Noah Lyles is a 26-year-old track star. He recently competed in a couple track events, the 100 and 200 meter sprints, and he won both those awards at the meet in Budapest, Hungary, and he was the first man to take home both titles since Usain Bolt in 2015.
Noah Lyles is considerably a great athlete, one of the greatest athletes in the world right now, currently. And after his success in the Olympics, he said some very controversial comments. And I would just like for those who haven't heard yet to just play this back so people can hear and get a little bit more context as to what was said.
You know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA Finals and they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
Okay, after listening to that, Jordan, were there any backlash for what Noah said recently?
Yes, there was backlash. One that was most significant came from Kevin Durant, a two-time NBA champion who works hard on the court. And he said, somebody help this brother. So he felt offended by Noah Lyles' comments because he felt like Noah Lyles wasn't respecting the NBA and the hard work it takes to win a championship in the NBA. And Drake dissed him as well. Drake said he thought this speech was going to be fire and he had practiced it before, but he came off looking uneducated.
Wow, so Drake even dissed him after those comments he made. Well, was there anybody who took Noah's side?
Yes, there was a sports journalist who took his side. And he said, as a sports journalist, when I think of world champions, I think about other countries and not just the United States of America. So that sports journalist believed that Noah Lyles' comments were justified.
Okay. Well, I personally did also see that he received some backlash from Stephen A. Smith, and the statement he came out with was saying Noah Lyles was, and I quote, flagrantly ignorant. And then a couple days later, he ended up apologizing for his statements about what he said about Noah Lyles in general. So there has been a lot of controversy, and you've seen both sides and give or take as to what the NBA really provides or not, and the level of play they have in general. So yes, maybe you can argue whether or not they are the world champions or not, but at the end of the day, Noah Lyles has received a lot of backlash and people have taken his side more of the story. And this will conclude our segment of Cronkite Sports. Thank you.